We're up here, but internet is working and the meeting is now being recorded, so whenever you're ready, please go ahead.
Okay. Stefan, who from staff is there? Because Ken is also remotely participating. And
so from staff, I have Marika. Sorry, go ahead.
No, just someone who could give us some feedback from the room, if there are comments or...
Well, I'm here. I'll do that, you know, anything you need. I'm in the room. I might just pop out for a wee or something, but I'll be back.
Okay.
And as for staff, we have Marika, Liz, David, Margie, and Glenn. So we're covered. You should be okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Excuse me, this is the operator. Were you ready for me to start the recording?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Olga, over to you.
Yes. Okay, thank you everyone for joining, those who are in Nairobi and those who are remotely. This is the morning here in Buenos Aires. It's after lunch for you there. The plan for today is review a document that Ken has been so kind to start drafting, where we put all our conclusions and outcomes and procedures that we have been defining. It's just a rough document that we will go through and try to fill in the missing parts that we still have to define as we go through it. I would like to mention that... Oh, before we start with details, I would like to know who's in the call and make a short roll call. So, Stefan, perhaps you can help me doing that in the room?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Do you want us to start that here first?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so I'm here, Stefan van Gelder, Registrar Stakeholder Group.
Marika Konings, ICANN Staff.
Deborah Hughes, NCSG.
Mary Wong, NCSG.
David Olive, ICANN Staff.
Liz Gaster, ICANN Staff.
Margie Milam, ICANN Staff.
Jamie Wagner, ISPCP.
Wolfrey Knoben, ISP constituency.
Tony Harris, ISP constituency.
Andrei Kolesnikov, NAMCOM, appointee.
That's it, Olga.
Great. And remotely, we have myself, Olga, from Buenos Aires, Olga Cavalli, NAMCOM appointee. Who else?
This is Ken Bauer from ICANN Staff, and I am sitting next to Chuck Gomes.
Is someone else on the line? Okay, great. Thank you for joining. Okay, the idea is to start the revision and the preparing of a document that would summarize our experience, our outcomes of the 3 months' work that we have been doing since Seoul. And also, I would like you to know that the working team has prepared a PowerPoint summarizing all we have been doing up to now, and it will be presented on the Open Council meeting on Wednesday morning. I won't be there. Jamie, are you okay doing that presentation, or you want me to do it remotely?
No, I'm okay.
Oh, great. Thank you very much for that help. I appreciate that. And the PowerPoint is already prepared and agreed by the working team, and it will be presented in the Open Council meeting and then re-reviewed again in the wrap-up session on Thursday. So this is about presenting our work so far. And about now, Ken has sent to the working team a draft document that has the intention to start putting our experience and our outcomes in a draft document, and he has summarized part of our work. And the idea that we have been discussing in the list is that we start working with the document and putting all the things that are still missed. We still have to define some things, some part of the procedure. So as we go through the document and we include these issues, we will try to finally define them and prepare a final draft document and present it to the council. Hopefully, Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, we have a due date for that. It's April the 13th?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, that was the date that the team agreed to put in the PowerPoint that will be discussed on Wednesday, right?
Yes, it will be discussed on Wednesday, and this date is related to the next council meeting that will be held, I think, some days after that, I think at the end of April. This is why we selected that date. As you can see, it's a challenging date. We have been doing a lot of work and testing different methodologies. We have changed some type of models. We went from a two-dimensional model to the one-dimensional model. We made tests among ourselves individually, and we have to still define some things about this. But I think that we took some time, but we have saved a lot of time in the GNSO. If we were not doing this work, perhaps the council should have gone through this experience, and it would have been much more complicated and time-consuming. So we think we took our time, but it has been very valuable for the whole group. So, Ken, you sent us a draft document. I would like you to suggest some ways to review the document, maybe reviewing the text, or perhaps we can work in a general index to see if we are missing some issues. Do you have any ideas? As you have been so kind to send this first draft, perhaps you can give us some feedback about how to proceed.
Thank you, Olga. The email that I sent, I guess it was the 5th of March, was an attempt on my part to try to think through how we can meet a deliverable date of 13 April, which the team agreed that it wanted to do. And so I thought, well, in my mind, a deliverable from this team ends up being a chapter or a section in the GNSO operating procedures, right? Because it's going to actually specify a set of provisions and procedures and methodologies and guidelines that the council will follow in order to prioritize its work. And since it is going to take the form of a document like that, at least this is my thinking, I thought, well, maybe I should just start drafting it. I got quite a bit through it, but it's very rough in many sections, and it's going to need more work, which I'm perfectly happy to do. But I think there's enough material that we could start taking a look at it and seeing if this is an approach that the team is comfortable with. The theory behind it is that in the act of writing the procedures, section by section, chapter, and so forth, areas where we still have decisions to make will become crystal clear. And at those junctures, we will have to make those decisions and then write them up immediately thereafter, and hopefully in the next 4 to 5 weeks, we will be done. So that's the concept. And maybe I ought to just sort of ask if the team members feel that that's a reasonable approach.
Yes, thank you, Ken. That's exactly my next question. Any comments from the working team? Any comments from the room about the work done so far or this proposed methodology for the meeting today and for the next meetings? By the way, for those who are not part of this working team, we have been meeting weekly since our meeting in Seoul. So we did a very hard work, and we plan to do the same until we finish the document. Any comments?
This is Jamie, and I I have read the I agree with Ken that we should proceed with this in the way he proposed it, and I have read this. I did a first reading of the document, and I have some already. I have some comments on it. So when you, I don't know how you want to proceed to go item by item or to go directly to the recommendations.
Marika, would it be possible to see the document, because the PowerPoint will be reviewed in the open council meeting on Wednesday. So if you're so kind, maybe you have the document. Ken, did you send it to Marika?
Marika just left the room. I don't know if somebody from staff has...
Somebody else.
I would ask here if somebody from staff has Ken's document, Ken's Word document.
What's it called?
This is Ken. Ken, I sent both the Word doc and the PDF to Marika earlier today.
Ken, we know. She's not here. We just need you to tell us what's the name of it, and I'll pull it up.
It's called... I got it right here.
She just came back.
Section 6, Work Prioritization, KBV1, version 1.
That's right. Thank you.
And Olga, I don't know if you have Adobe Connect up, but Wolf had his hand up.
I was reviewing the name of the document. Yes, Wolf, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Olga. In principle, I'm in line with Ken. So that means to come up with a document which summarizes all these. The task we were going through and all the results we have achieved. Whether this document should be done in a form of rules of procedure is a second point, I would say. So we shouldn't spend time too much time on this, or how to integrate or do it in a form for the rules of procedures. But for me, the most important thing is, and what Ken mentioned is, when we go through this document, we immediately will see what kind of tasks we are still open and what we have to do for the future in order to meet our deadline on 13th April. And that's what I'm still missing, Ken. That means I'm expecting a kind of, let me say, of action list also, just summarizing those points, so which are still open. That makes it more transparent to me and maybe also the others from the council, what is still open here in this, and then we go through those action items one after the other. I'm sorry, I didn't have a chance, not yet, well, to go through that document and to read it carefully, so I cannot comment on all these parts of the document, but maybe we should discuss the form and the process we are discussing about. Thank you.
Thank you, Wolf. And exactly, this is something I was referring a minute ago in preparing an index. I mean exactly the same of what you're saying, Wolf. It's having a list, index or whatever, a list of things that we have to review, address, and summarize in our document. So I've been reading the document, not in detail, because I had really not that much time. And some of the issues are in it, and maybe some others are missed. So why don't we go through the document in general, Ken? Could you please give us an outline of the document and see perhaps we can find the missing parts or where we have to include or we have to expand or put more detail or more subtitles and see what is the outline of the document so far.
Yes, I'd be happy to. This is Ken. So I thought that this section might actually go into the GNSO procedures as chapter or section 6, and so I called it GNSO work prioritization. So the first thing and most of the most of the materials that we've been writing start out with a purpose and scope. So section 6.1 is entitled that. Why don't I just I'll crawl through the major headings and then we'll go back so we can just sort of get a general idea of what's included, at least topically. So 6.1 is purpose and scope. 6.2 is discussion of the prioritized and non-prioritized project list, right? And so far, hopefully, you'll recognize that we've made decisions and we are pretty much firm on both of those two sections. And so we can wordsmith the language, but I don't think there are any further decisions left to make in those two sections. The next one is 6.3, methodology. And this one has, of course, many subsections, starting out with the goals of the methodology, primary and secondary dimensions that we've discussed, and those definitions have now been solidified, I think. Then there's some procedural material that needs to go in the methodology section, including the rating scale. And then this is where things get a little murky because we still haven't made all of the decisions yet with respect to individual and group ratings and how they're going to be done. And so this material starts to get a little rough in here, but at least I made provisions for them in the document. Then there's a section 6.4 called frequency, and we have had some discussion there. I'm not 100% sure that it needs to be its own section. It maybe we put frequency in somewhere else, but it was a topic that was on our list that needed to be nailed down. And then the last one I have is in new projects. And again, that might fit better in under a different subheading, but the concept there was, okay, fine, we've done a work prioritization, we have the methodology, we've got all the things tied up. How does a new project get introduced into this modeling process? And we have had some discussion already on that, and I've tried to put that material in there. And then the last chapter or section is called tools. And we haven't had much discussion about this, but I've been trying to suggest to the team that one of the, you know, it's one thing, and I think we've all recognized that the prioritization is only the first step in the general management that the council does with respect to the policy agenda. And so once we get the prioritization done, then what happens? And hopefully we can provide some mechanisms, tools, software, whatever's needed so that the council has the data it needs to actually make decisions based on its prioritization. And so that's that wraps up the last part of this document. If we were to then go, well, let me pause there and see if anybody thinks that there is a major topic left out.
Comments so far to Ken? I have some. I would like to add a specific point about the project list, including a definition about what is a project for this prioritization. Maybe it's in the text, and maybe I missed it because I didn't go into detail. So if this is the case, my apologies. And What is the project for the GNSO? Why is the project included in the list? And also, I would like to briefly explain how is the project list designed. Why there's this abbreviation, there's a brief description, and then we have a glossary. I think we should explain, because this will be a reference document, and it should be at least describe briefly, not in very long detail, but briefly what how it's constructed. Maybe it's in the document and I didn't find it. So if this is the case, apologies. And if not, I think it could be included.
May I? It's Jamie. I think in the Kent's document, item 6.2 is prioritized and non-prioritized projects. It's defined what a project means, and also But I think Ken, this is a suggestion I made, and then I will mail to you afterwards. I made some suggestions and amendments in the document itself, and I would add the suggestion to have an annex with the same list that Liz prepared for us for our test rating. And I think it's missing as an annex to this document.
Ken, I have a comment about that, but I think we either have other hands up first.
Yes, I'm looking at the document. Sorry. We have Chuck. Go ahead, Chuck.
Thanks, Olga. I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. If I understand it correctly, the approach that Ken has suggested is that we do our remaining work by going through these proposed procedural changes in the GNSO operating procedures. The idea, if I understand it correctly, and Ken can correct me, is that by doing that, we accomplish two things at once. Number one, we complete the remaining items that we haven't reached total resolution on. And number two, we actually end up with a document that could be inserted into the GNSO operating procedures once the council approves it. Much more easily. So is everybody comfortable with that approach?
This is Olga. I'm okay with that if it doesn't distract us from preparing a clear document with procedures and outcomes.
I'm okay, and I already phrased it.
Any other comments?
Yeah, well, speaking, so I'm in principle okay as well, but I have the same little feeling that it might distract us a little bit. So let's really focus on the content, not on the form beyond that, because maybe, you know, the operating procedure as well has to be, the other team has to be, has to deal with that as well. So, and maybe they have some, the operating procedure team has some specific requirements. So let's really focus on the content, and then we can go to that, to the form of rules of procedures.
I have a question to Ken and to Chuck. How difficult will it be, say we prepare a document without focusing on formatting in relation with bigger documents and GNSO documents? We just prepare a document focused on our work. How difficult would it be to merge this one into the format? Would it be very complicated, or would it take a lot of time?
This is Ken. I have already structured it so that it is consistent with the format in the GNSO operating procedures. I have helped draft other sections already that are in there, and so I'm familiar. I'll take care of the formatting. We can focus on the content.
And Olga, I have a suggestion with regard to how to move through this in what I hope is an effective manner. I suggest that in this doc, several of us haven't had a chance to review it in detail, but I suggest the way we go through it is at a high level, and that we handle editorial changes on our list. So, in other words, what I'm suggesting, let's go through the document section by section and decide where we're in basic agreement with the concepts that are in there, avoiding the more minor editorial changes and so forth, the wording and so forth, that we can all fix on the list. And then that will bring us more quickly to the issues where we actually do need to reach final resolution. That makes sense?
Yes, it does. So are we okay if we think that within this format we are focusing on content and also the format is already there?
Yeah, and what I'm saying is it's not just format that we're going to leave for later. The minor edits of wordsmithing and so forth, we should be able to try to do that on the list, and then on a subsequent call, if there's some areas where we need to discuss, we can do that.
Yeah, but my question was in relation with Wolf's concern, which is also somehow mine. Let's put the substance of our work in a document. But what Ken is saying is that he already formatted in the way that it should finally end up in another document. So we shouldn't care about format now.
I agree with that.
Okay, great.
But Wolf, I'm suggesting beyond formatting, that we leave the wordsmithing to try and do on the list and not just wordsmith every word in this on this call.
I agree. I totally agree with you. Let's see what the rest think. But, Wolf, are you okay with this formatting issue and content issue?
Yes, I'm okay. So just okay. Let me add something. So as I'm also a member of the other work team dealing with the rules of procedures, and you know I'm really keen on also to keep the rules as transparent as possible. That means for me that they should not be too much detailed, you know, so they should be understandable, and that's one point of formatting as well. So please, in this respect, so we will have a parallel discussion in the other team, so we shouldn't take care too much this team. Thank you.
Any other comments? I think we have set up the scene to start. And I like the suggestion made by Chuck, don't go into details of words and edits. Let's go for the general structure of the document and main content. So if we all agree, are there comments in the room or someone wants to talk? Great. Ken, can you perhaps go more in detail section by section, or how do you think we can review the document?
Yes, Olga, this is Ken. I'll be happy to. So let's start with section, paragraph, if you will, purpose and scope. This is material that has already been in other emails that have circulated, and hopefully if we just look at those bold, right, the major goals of the effort were education and transparency. We wordsmithed that on the list. Course allocation, strategic management, hopefully those are all familiar to you. Again, you can go through and read this at a more detailed level, as Chuck was suggesting, through the list. I put some, all this material comes from stuff we've already looked at. The overall process, I had three steps listed. The first is the council prioritizes all the projects, right, based on value, and it says that in number one. Number two is that once they're all prioritized, then the council actively manages the workload, looking at staff resource availability, consequences, and so forth. And then the third step is to provide the data and tracking mechanisms that enable those decisions to be made. And again, we can certainly... Back to my theory, we need to write a purpose and scope section that we can deliver to the council that says, why are we recommending a work prioritization methodology and procedure, and the purpose and scope section sets out what that intends to do. And so this is a draft language that I'm submitting to the team, and we can work through it. Once we have finished that, it's done, and we move on to Section 6.2, right? Now we've got our purpose and scope done. The second section is... Oh, let me stop.
Let me jump in and suggest that can't we right now talk about... I mean, for me, again, leaving wordsmithing to later, I'm fairly comfortable with Section 6.1. Have we captured the main things there?
Yeah, I think so.
The purpose and scope are you talking about? Yes. This is Jamie, yeah?
Yes.
I have a kind of editing thing. I have only one. The paragraph, although work prioritization is an important first step, etc., I think I don't see the point to keep this paragraph, and I would delete it.
We can do that. This is Ken.
I agree.
Anything else? All right. Shall we move to Section 6.2? Section 6.2, okay, now that we've set up the purpose and scope of the effort, what is the grist of the effort? And that is, in fact, the project list, right? So, and we spent a lot of time talking about what a prioritized project is, what projects are not going to be on the prioritized list, and what categories they have. And so I thought we would memorialize all that material in this section. And that's what you see in front of you. So you see all of our four categories, which include pending, monitor, inactive, implementation. And now... with respect to the list itself, let me give a thought about that. I don't particularly think that the list belongs in the procedures. The procedures talk about how the list gets created, but I would think that the list should live on the website, and it would be in the two tables. You know, one that's just the prioritized list, and here's the non-prioritized list, and all of the actions that the council takes would impact that list, which lives elsewhere. Because I think if you make it an annex, as soon as you have another project, you have to change the annex to the procedures. And so we will be constantly updating the GNSO operating procedures for things that could be handled better on a website. That's just my opinion, and I throw that out to the team.
Jamie wants to talk. Jamie, go ahead.
I agree, Ken. What I meant by an annex could be a mention of such a website list that will be maintained up to date. I think it's lacking here a mention to this first list or this updated list. That's it.
This is Olga. I agree with Jamie, and I would add here just a brief description of how this document is structured. That's something I mentioned a few minutes ago. What parts has the list, how there are abbreviations, then there's a description, and then there's a glossary, just for people knowing what they will find if they go to that link. But that's not a major issue. It's only a paragraph.
And Olga, let me jump in. So if it's just a paragraph, and I agree with you, that's probably all it is, why do you need an annex? Why don't we just state that in this section?
No, I agree with Jamie that it shouldn't be an annex. It's just a link to the...
I'm sorry, did you say should not be an annex?
I should not.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear the not part. That's where I was mixed up. I think we're on the same page. Is that correct, Jamie?
Yeah, I agree. It's not an annex. It is a reference to a website.
Excellent.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Exactly. And just a paragraph in the document that refers to what people will find when they go to that link.
Ken. That's fine. I'd be happy to put that material in there.
Great.
We also have that that paragraph or on the website where the tables and the lists and the abbreviations live. I would also expect to see that instruction material there, just like we have it in our Word document. In fact, yeah. My proposal would actually be that the Word document we created that has all the projects and all of the descriptive material, that whole thing be the content that goes into the website. And so it would always have that kind of form. And so the short descriptions would be there, and the description of how they're organized and alphabetized, all that would be in that website area.
Thank you.
And so we can briefly mention it here in this document, and all the rest of that material would be on the website.
Thank you very much, Ken. Yes, I agree with you. Wolf, do you want to talk?
Yes, just an editorial thing. As this paragraph is called prioritized and non-prioritized project list, I'm missing any reference to a non-prioritized project list in the chapter itself. So at least there should be one sentence that, in that sentence, okay, all the other projects which are not prioritized are not non-prioritized projects. Thanks.
This is Ken. Thank you, Wolf. I see that now. And we say prioritized projects do not include, and maybe in parentheses there it needs to be non-prioritized projects. I think that's a good catch. Okay, on 6.2?
Yes.
6.3 is the methodology section. And this is where we'll spend, I think, the bulk of our remaining next couple of 3 weeks trying to really build this section out. I have more drafting work to do, and the team will have some hard decisions to make. I started it out with a goals section. We talked earlier about the goals of any methodology should be user-friendly and so forth, that it should produce realistic outputs that make the council give the council what it needs to do the management job, and is structured as an ongoing task so that new projects can be accommodated. Once we get through with the goals of the methodology, then I moved right into and I don't know if this is the right terminology, but primary and secondary dimensions. As you all recall, we decided we were going to focus primarily on value, and so that comes up first. And then we decided that in the event that projects were tied in the ratings on value, that we would use difficulty for tie-breaking situations. And I tried to reflect that here in the language, and I included the definitions for both of these dimensions here. This will need to be fleshed out a bit more, but hopefully you get a sense now of what we're starting with.
This is Jamie. I think it reflects our conversation and agreement and consensus in the group. I just throw out the question that can be also a minor problem, but were we not to avoid the concept of dimensions, or and we would use the wording factors, I think.
Thank you. That we can certainly change the word dimension to factors if everybody thinks that's a better noun.
I think this
and,
is.
And that's, and by the way, this is Ken. That's precisely the kind of calibrating that we need to do to tighten the document up and make it a complete deliverable. So yes, appreciate that. The next. May I move on?
Yes.
The next section then would be...
Are there any comments in the room that I may not see here? No? Okay.
Okay, the next section, 633, deals with procedures. And this is where the guts of the methodology takes shape. At the moment, we have essentially two steps, I think, in the material that we've done both in our own testing and that we've discussed as a team. The first step is individual council members would do their own ratings separately, privately. And we have a template, a spreadsheet, instructions for how to fill it out. We have worked through some mechanics. I haven't written all that up yet, but we have done that work, and we know how we could pull all 20 council members' ratings into a single consolidated spreadsheet and do some analysis on it.
Hey, Olga, can I jump in on that? I know we're not,
sure.
not really focused on editorial things, but I think this particular editorial change makes sure that we're all clear on what step one means. In other words, I think it should say individual counselor ratings rather than council ratings, just to be clear.
I agree.
Yeah, this is Ken. I agree. then the second step, and this is where so I'm going to skip. Let's see. Let me go past 6331, right, because we've defined our rating scale. You'll notice that there's some material underneath that in a box. I drew a shadow box around it. These are guidelines that we wrote up about how you use the rating scale and what it means to think about an average project. And I think this material needs to be included, but I'm not convinced in my own mind it belongs in the procedures themselves. And so this is where I think maybe an annex could be of value. We could take, for example, all the detailed procedures that involve the templates and filling it out, the guidelines, and some of these other things, and maybe they belong more properly in an annex. It's just a thought, because as I read this material, it doesn't read like procedures that we've written in other sections of the GNSO operating procedures. But let's put that aside for the moment, and I've commented that so that we won't lose track of it. So 6332 starts to talk about how the individual council member ratings would occur, talks about the spreadsheet. More work needs to be done there. The next step, though, and this is where we have some work to do, has to do with the group consensus rating. So now we've got all the councilors have done their individual ones. The next question is, how do we bring the group together? Is it a single council session in which everybody participates in a kind of Delphi technique, or do we break up into stakeholder group, smaller groups of six, which is what we did in our sub-team. We used a smaller group. And I'm not necessarily suggesting we discuss that today, but that is an area we left, I think, with some haziness around it, at least in my mind. This would be an example then of how in the writing of the procedure we actually notice a gap and we close it, fill it, write it, and move on to the next one. And what I will try to do is make sure that all the items that we have yet to decide are positioned in this document where they belong. And that way we can step right on through it, and when we're done, we will have addressed all the issues. And then at the end of the process, we can go back and read it all for total integrity. So one more thought. This section has, if you start reading it, you're going to say, wow, this is Ken talking to the team, and this is us talking to each other. And yes, I have not edited and sanitized this section. I just copied and pasted stuff in there so that I could redraft it later. And I put that in my email that transmitted this document.
So going back to Wolf's, I think, concern that he expressed earlier, I think it'd be helpful as we go through this like we are right now that we on the side, keep a little list of the major actions that we need to deal with, and this is one of those.
Right.
I agree.
Can I jump in?
Sure, Jamie.
This is Jamie. And Ken, I sent an email to the list. It was specifically on this point, and it was a suggestion for Delphi. It was a very specific suggestion. I don't know if it is reflected in. I was not able to read this, but I would like you to consider that as a first approach to this point.
Jamie, can you, in a couple sentences, tell us what that was?
Well, it was to have group session, and if there was a different of a range larger than two, then each of the the lower and the higher ratings would be identified and would defend their position, and then a new round of ratings would held, and but this time we would increase the range to three, and so if we wouldn't have a median of three, then a third round would happen with the same procedure. I mean, the extreme values would defend their positions.
Jamie, one question for clarification. Would in your suggestion, was it a council as a whole type activity or in smaller groups?
Hello. I was thinking at the whole council.
I don't oppose that. As we can talk about that further, but I just wanted to make sure I understood that part of it. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the only point that remained, more controversial is, and that we didn't discuss between among ourselves, is if this rating would be taken in smaller groups or directly to the council, to the whole council. And I personally, I'm in favor of doing directly with the whole council, but I'm open to hear other opinions and to change, and I reserve the right to change mine. Okay, thank you.
No, thank you. That's very helpful. I kind of lean that way too, mainly from a time perspective, because it takes longer to do the groups and then go back to the council. Like you said, if we found out that it wasn't working as a council as a whole, we could always go another direction. But I'm kind of leaning that way, too. But like you, I reserve the right to change my opinion.
Let me jump in again. Just to say that I propose for us to have a test here in Nairobi, but I saw it is it was impossible, but I think we should do a test of how, and I know that Ken has some fears about how spread would be the whole council, and if we could find a range of two or three median. So, but I and I don't know also, but I have an expectation that is less pessimistic than Ken's, that we can, even at the level of the whole council, we could converge. And also, I think that the discussion when each person does the defense of it ratings, I mean the extremes, is very helpful to the whole council, and it's not very time consuming, at least if the councillors respect the rule of only the extreme ratings have the right to speak. That's all.
Thank you, Jamie.
So a question then, I mean, for the rest of the work team members, and of course comments from others are helpful if they can keep up with where we're at. Does this sound like an approach that we want to gravitate towards, the one that Jamie's suggested? I already stated my opinion. I think it is worth considering. I would love to hear from the other working team members.
Yes, this is Olga. I like the idea, and one question comes to my mind now. Guess we define a certain procedure and we go to the council. How flexible would it be to maybe changing it in the future? I mean, perhaps we go through this exercise and we realize it's good or it is not good, and then we want to change it. It would be very complicated or would be easier? I'm just talking loudly, not thinking about this.
Thanks, Olga. Let me respond in two ways, and maybe others have thoughts there too. First of all, keep in mind that what we are doing as a team is proposing an approach to the council. So ultimately, the council is going to need to either bless it or not, or change it before we actually do the exercise. Secondly, any procedures that we adopt now need to be dynamic. We need to improve them as we find out. Just like we went through a fairly elaborate test on a method and found out that it had disappointing results, I'm sure even when we do it at the council level that we're going to learn things that we're going to change. So we shouldn't think of this as being so static that it is not changeable. It should be. It's going to need to be changed.
Oh, great. So I agree with Jamie's approach, and I would like to make a short interruption. I would like to comment a comment from the floor that I see in the chat section from Barry Cobb. He just wants to know that the business constituency is participating in this meeting. They just were not mentioned in the roll call, but he just wants to state that they are present. So thank you, Barry, for letting us know. Sorry for the interruption. I agree with Jamie's approach.
This is Ken, if I might. Jamie, I have scoured my work prioritization email folder. I do not see the email that you made reference to. I wonder if you might resend it to the list.
Okay. And Ken, I have another to the group, another consideration. I think, and I share Ken's apprehension of how easy a consensus can be reached. So I think we should not come to the council without having a test. We should propose to the council a test exercise, first text exercise, probably not with all the projects in our lists, but with a small set of projects, and to do the exercise of the whole group doing the methodology, passing through all steps of the methodology. And then,
so another clarifying question, Jamie. If the test works, then we have actually done the exercise. If it doesn't, then we refine it. Is that correct?
but it would not be with a whole set of projects. It would be a small set of projects. And, well, in prioritization should be done with all the projects. So I don't think if the test is done, we have done part of the work. I think we should come again and with the whole set of projects to do the exercise again.
The problem I have with that is just timing. We've taken so long to get to where we are, and that's just going to delay it further. Why not do the complete test, all the projects? We probably know fairly early when we're doing it whether it's going to work or not, and then regroup to deal with it. Doing a live test on a subset of the projects is just going to delay the overall accomplishment of what we really want to do longer, and that's where my concerns are.
I agree with Chuck's comments.
Okay.
I don't see a big difference going through the whole list or a part of it.
Well, it's Wolf speaking, so I'm also sitting very close to my friend Jamie, so I disagree in this respect with him. So I also would like to share this concern. So with regards to our timing, and that's one of the critical issues I have in this respect. So let's be let's just jump into that and be trustful regarding our councillors. So I think we could start really with the entire set of projects.
Can I jump in? And again, it's Jamie. And well, I don't think this exercise would add much delay, because it is already a deliverable. If it works, it's okay. We have reached it. So the next meeting of the council, we will have the prioritization session. By the way, I think the whole prioritization session will demand a special meeting of the council. The first one, I mean.
Agreed.
This is Ken. One approach we might take here is to just stay on track with respect to building the deliverable, and then when we're finished with it, let's say April 13th, what we do is, instead of saying now we want it to be approved, we call it an interim or tentative, or it's and then the very first prioritization exercise we do is a live test of the procedures. And if they work okay and everything goes well, then we approve the procedures and put them in the GNSO operating procedures. And if there's anything that goes wrong or we have to tweak it, then we make our tweaks and the team stays active and we come back with draft two. Does that approach sound reasonable?
Ken, let me ask you a question. Is this at the council level or at the group level?
I thought the consensus of the team was we would do it at the entire council level.
Okay. Not just a clarification.
Just to show how flexible I am, I agree with you.
Thank you, Jamie. We appreciate that.
And this is Ken, and I am not trying to throw cold water on it, and as I have indicated in the past, I am a little bit concerned, and I'll tell you why. We have, in our own group work, it has taken us, on average, 7 minutes per project, right? And so if we have, 15 or 16 projects to do, then we multiply that. It's going to take an hour and a half, in my judgment, and I think we would have to plan on that. And I think, Jamie, your suggestion about a separate council meeting makes all the sense in the world, given that kind of time commitment.
And we should assume that it's going to take the full council more than the 7-minute average than we take. But, I mean, that's a reality.
This is Ken. One reason that might be true is there might be more extremes than we only had 6 or 5 people in our session, and so only 2 people represented the extremes, right? So the conversation was limited and still took 7 minutes on average. If you have 20 people, there might be 3 people on one extreme and 2 people on the other extreme, and that means 5 people have to talk or may want to talk in order to try to persuade the group toward reaching a consensus. That's the only I just think we have to be cognizant of that. There are some huge benefits to doing the prioritization work, the rating work, as a council as a whole, I think. And so if we can work through the mechanics properly and do it as effectively and as efficiently as possible, I think it has the greatest benefit in terms of producing a prioritization list that everybody can agree to.
So, Olga, let me just say, it seems like then, are we ready then to task Ken with writing this process up that was proposed by Jamie with the elements that we've agreed to here for our next meeting to try and finalize it?
I was thinking exactly that, yes. I think it's a great idea, if the group agrees. Comments? Do we have comments from the room?
I will send the suggestion to Ken and
to me. Well.
Yeah, okay. And nobody in the list received it?
No.
Okay. Probably it got in the limbo.
I really don't recall, but there are so many emails that I cannot be sure what I'm talking about. Great. Should we go back to the document, Ken? Are we still? Do we have things to review from the general comments on the document?
Olga, this is Ken. We've pretty much gotten through the major issues, right? And again, I'm not 100% wedded to the idea that frequency and new projects are separate sections that occur after the methodology. I just I didn't have time to think all that carefully through. But the two that we haven't talked about is frequency and new projects, 6.4 and 6.5. And so at some point we just need to, I think we already, the team already, I believe, had a consensus that we would recommend to the council and write in the procedures that the prioritization sessions would be done formally on all relevant projects 3 times a year at the ICANN meetings. Now, we may have to come back and revisit that if, in fact, we discover that it can't be done in the context of an ICANN meeting unless it's done separately, right? It's a separate session, separately scheduled and separately organized for the precise purpose of doing prioritization, if it's going to take an hour and a half to do. And maybe it's true, Jamie, that the first time it will take all of that time, and maybe the second and third and fourth times it will take much less time because maybe the projects don't shuffle around as much.
We have Wolf that wants to speak. Wolf, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. With regards to the frequency, yes, we had an agreement on that.
Yes.
I have a but with regards to that. That means we would only do this every 3 every 3 months or every 4 months, every ICANN meeting, if needed. And if needed means it needs a commitment from the council to do so. So if the council is of the opinion, okay, at this time it's not necessary to do so, then we should skip it.
Thank you, Wolf. I was thinking that do we have to make it in a face-to-face meeting, or we can do some work before, and then wrap up in a face-to-face meeting.
By the way, Jamie, I may have found your document. I think where you communicated a lot of this stuff was in a series of exchanges of emails, and you redlined yours, because I'm finding the points you just summarized for us in a communication on the 18th of February. But we don't need to spend time on that, but maybe you sent something else, but I did find that. So.
No, it's that. It's but I can't find it myself. I cannot find it myself in my okay, but it was that. It's a red line. It.
Yeah, look at well, we don't need to resolve this right now. But February 18th, you responded to some comments that I had responded to. I think a document that Ken had submitted. That may be the one where your ideas were, because I'm finding most of the elements of what you just shared with us. But again, we don't need to worry about that right now. Hopefully that helps us locate that.
Okay, thank you very much.
By
the way, I would add that I favor Wolf's idea of skipping one regular prioritization if the council decides so.
Yeah, this is Olga. I agree with that, and I also agree with Wolf that we already agreed in the group in that the frequency would be three times a year, every ICANN meeting. I think we already went through that, so maybe perhaps if we agree, we can include that in the document.
This is Ken. Olga, have you looked at 6.4?
Oh, I'm looking at. The problem is that I cannot see the document in the Adobe, so I have to switch.
Oh.
It's so small.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. I will make sure. It is in there. It is in there. This is Ken, though. I do have one question in my mind. I'm struggling to understand what it means to say as needed. If you say we'll do three prioritizations a year, and as needed, how would one know whether it's needed or not in the absence of doing the prioritization? I mean, would the chair say, I don't think we need any more prioritization this time around? Somebody might say, wait. You know, I would change the ratings on some of these projects. How would we get to an as needed? How would that work?
Well, it's Wolf speaking, so my suggestion would be, okay, we put it on the agenda, but at first, when we come to that topic, we ask for commitment of the council at that point, you know. And if the council is of the opinion that there is no need, well, to... Or when we talk about the agenda, let me say, at those meetings, then the council has the right, well, to skip or to amend or to do anything with the agenda. So, and I think, you know, because I was of the opinion if now it reads as obligatory, you know, as being obligatory for each ICANN meeting. So, and if that is the case, so it and it turned out it takes some time to do a formal prioritization work. So if it is not, if we are of the opinion, okay, because there was no new project, incoming project, or what else, so why should we then following our formal obligation, why should we turn out a formal prioritization?
This is Olga. I think that Wolf makes a good point, and perhaps the word "if needed" is not the right way to express it. Perhaps it can be replaced by a full sentence that says that if the council finds that it's no need for doing the prioritization exercise, then it's skipped until the next meeting, something like that.
Yeah, this is Ken. That's all been very helpful. We, in other procedures that we have written, maybe we would do something like this. Any councilor can put forward a motion that says, I move that this one-third of a year would prioritization be postponed or canceled on the basis of, you know, a lack of change or whatever, or we haven't had any new projects. And then the council, we would write into the procedure, it would take 50%, or it would be the default voting threshold. The council would then vote on that motion. And if the majority of both houses approved it, then the prioritization would be canceled. So there is a way for us, I think, to get that accomplished and do it in a clean way. And maybe that's my suggestion.
So perhaps we could include that wording in the document?
Sorry, Wolf is speaking here. I didn't kept, keeps, got it right correctly, because are you saying, can it should be up to a vote, a council vote, well, to decide upon whether to do a prioritization or not, a formal vote? So I wouldn't see that in this way. Why shouldn't we just, why couldn't we just talk about it through going through the agenda at the beginning of the meeting? So in the other way, so just voting on it means, okay, we need a motion in advance, some weeks in advance, and all these things. So is so there would be a repetitive voting for motion for each ICANN meeting with regards to prioritization.
This is Olga, but I think that would happen only when it's not needed, not every 3 months. Is that the idea that you're proposing, Ken? Motion?
This is Ken. Maybe I'll just spend some more time thinking this through, but maybe the way we do it is this. We say that a formal rating prioritization activity must occur at least once every year, and it's recommended to be done 3 times a year. However, if there is no apparent need to do it other than once a year, then the council can make that decision. The only reason I suggested a vote is that if there's disagreement, that's the methodology that typically is used to decide, well, do we have does a majority of the council think we should postpone it, or do they think we should go ahead and do it? And so that's why I suggested that methodology.
And I have, this is Chuck again, I have sympathy for what Wolf was saying, I think. And let's not make this too complicated. It may not need a formal motion to do this on a given in-person meeting. We may just, if I'm chair, I may just ask, does anybody think there's a need to do this at this time, and nobody speaks up, that's fine. Or if somebody expresses concern, we can say, well, how many people object? We can keep it fairly informal, I think. If it comes down to a fact that it's not clear in an informal approach, we might have to resort to a vote. But I think that kind of motion, probably all of us would support an exception to this 8-day rule on the motion or something like that. So I think this is all workable.
So, Ken, would you write something about this in the document, and then we can review it?
Yes, I certainly will.
Okay.
And so that takes us then to this new projects area. And I think if we're running out of time, I'll just very, very briefly. Whether a prioritization is done 3 times a year or once a year, there will almost assuredly be some project that comes up in between prioritizations. And the question is, well, what happens to that project? And we have already discussed how to handle that, and I have put some of that material in here. It needs to be redrafted, but I'll clean that up and get that to you so you can look at that, too, between now and hopefully our next session. And then the very last section, and I'm not sure if it belongs as the last section or even if it is a section, but it seems to me that there needs to be some discussion around tools and project management discipline. I mean, we've talked about this many times, that once you create a prioritized list, what do you do with it, right? And there have to be some outcomes or decisions or something, otherwise it's just a list. And so this section is a placeholder, really, for whatever we plan to recommend to the council as it relates to the management job that the council has to do once it's got its prioritization list completed. And that's it for me at the moment.
Great. Considering that we have only 4 minutes left, I would propose the following. Ken, would you include this part of document that we have discussed and send us a new version? And we can review it from the day that you send it until our next meeting. I think that we perhaps may focus on editing the new document instead of looking at this old one. Is that a good idea?
This is Ken. I think it's a good idea. I'm trying to think when I'm going to have a block of time to get it done. When did you propose to have the next meeting?
Well, you tell me. I mean, this week is gone with the ICANN meeting. Then people go back to their homes, and that is sometimes it's complicated to arrange meetings. So it could be the other week or the one that starts in the 22nd of March. That's up to the group. I'm available in both.
This is Ken. I think it would help me if I had. I'll have some time this week, but not much, and then that would have next week. And then, so maybe if we could have our next meeting the week of the 22nd, does that sound reasonable to everybody?
Would be Tuesday 23rd, right?
Right.
We'll keep the 16th?
We were talking about that in this moment. This would give Ken more time to prepare a new version. Maybe he can send it before the meeting, and by the time of the meeting, we already have edits and suggestions, and we can discuss it more quickly just because we already knew it.
Well, the problem to me is that I will be available on the 16th, but I won't be available on the 23rd or the 30th. So... well, nevertheless, I think Ken is much more important to the good work than I.
I'm not sure that's true, Jamie.
we are all a good part of this team, so your participation is very much appreciated, Jamie. I don't know. Maybe we can. I'm okay with changing dates if it's okay with the group and let Jamie participate. You're the whole week not available, or that day, Jamie?
On the 23rd is that day, and also the 30th is... I would be available on the 29th, and also on the 22nd. Mondays, these 2 weeks, if the group should change to Mondays, for me it would be good. Great.
I'm okay with that, but I don't know the other.
I'm suggesting the 22nd and the 29th.
This is Ken. Chuck had to leave because he's the chair of the OSC meeting, which is starting momentarily, and he has to get back down to another room. That sounds good to me.
Ken? Ken? Sorry. Ken, this is Stefan Van Gelder. Can I just...
Sure.
Thanks. Ken, did you say Chuck was going to chair that meeting? Because I have Ron next to me who was preparing to chair it.
You know, he Don't quote me on that. He said I need to get to the OSE meeting. I thought he said to chair it, but maybe he didn't. I might have misunderstood.
Okay. Is he still there or has he left?
He's on his way down to the other room.
Okay. Thanks, Ken.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Olga. I think you were going to make a suggestion.
Yeah. Could you please, in an email sent to the list, suggest the two possible times and dates for this meeting, adding this possibility of making it on Monday, and see what's the reaction of the rest of the group.
This is Ken. Sure.
And if you can include in your document, in this email, a proposed date, a expected date for your draft document to be sent to the list, that would be very helpful so we can plan our time.
That would be fine.
I'll be glad to help you with this document, Ken. I will send you first draft, okay?
Did you see my email? Excellent, thank you.
Okay, I think we are past the time. And are there any other comments? Comments from the room? Okay, thank you very much for joining. And I'll see you virtually in other meetings. I go to the OSC meeting right now, so I'll meet some of you there. And thank you very much, Kim, for your work all the time with our group and your effort. And thank you, all the group, for participating.
Thanks. One last word.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I'd like to commend Ken's work also. And also, I hope your daughter is okay, Olga.
Oh, she's fine now. Thank you very much, Jamie, for asking. She's okay.
Bye-bye, then.
Okay, thanks,
bye-bye.
Olga. Thanks to
bye
the whole group.
Bye-bye.
I suggest we take a short break. There's a mix-up in the agenda. The